Hello guys, what's going on? So back with another voice note for this season, the first of the 23-24 season. We've got some football in the bag now, we've had some games, we've got a bit of a feel for who the whipping boys might be. And I think with that, I genuinely don't think that, you know, the likes of Wolves and Sheffield United, Wolves were very, very good against Manchester United. We'd love to hear over on Twitter what the Man United fans made of that, particularly that decision at the end. Oh my God, how is that not a penalty? As an Onana owner, definitely got away. I've stolen 9 points off of Onana, for sure. That was for sure a penalty. And the way that Wolves approached that game, I was very impressed with. Gary O'Neill doing an excellent job, as we saw against Bournemouth. So maybe Wolves aren't the whipping boys that we thought. But listen, this particular voice note is not about any of that. It is about Moises Caicedo. It is about Chelsea Football Club. It is about why I think he is a game changer for them. And with a heavy heart, I have to say, would have been a game changer for Liverpool, my team, were he to come to Anfield. Without a doubt, the money is, let's get this out the way early doors, the money is kind of crazy. I mean, 115 million or whatever it is that they're looking to spend is a little bit on the high side, no doubt about it, particularly on the back of spending there or thereabouts that sort of money on Enzo Fernandez. But listen, once the Chelsea quarter of a billion midfield settles in, they are going to be absolutely sensational. We saw Enzo Fernandez really make a difference against Liverpool at the weekend. That was the standout for me. And listen, from an FPL perspective, I like Jackson. Obviously, I like Chilwell. I'm on Chilwell. If you haven't got him in your team, I personally think this new system that Poch is trying to do, and fair play to Poch, he has made a difference there already, hasn't he? It was night and day the way that Chelsea played versus how they played last season, and just the atmosphere in the stadium. Poch is already making a difference there, as you'd expect, because he's an elite manager, right? Chilwell, for sure, definitely one to have a look at in FPL if you haven't already. Jackson looked good as well. Could be a really good budget enabler for us, particularly as their fixtures clear up come game week 3. I think they've got, like, is it like Luton and Forest at home, and then maybe Bournemouth as well. So the fixtures are unreal for Chelsea. But let me tell you why I think Moises Caicedo is going to be really good for Chelsea. And I don't think he's going to be an FPL asset for us. I think it makes Enzo Fernandez a little bit more interesting from an FPL perspective. Although Sam and I both said on the Sunday night live stream that actually those 5 spots in FPL that we've got in our midfield are kind of pretty sacred. You want to be using them, you know, you probably want to be spending quite a bit of your FPL budget in that midfield because we have so many good options. And I'm not convinced that Enzo Fernandez yet is going to be a sort of proper option for us in FPL. But I think the two of them there for sure make Jackson a better option. And if Nkunku was fit, obviously he's going to be out now for a few months, which is a real shame for Chelsea because, you know, if he were fit, Nkunku, I would be, I don't want to sit here and sort of tip them for the title because that is just something that's going to get, you know, that'll be clipped and memed, won't it? But they are going to be there and there or thereabouts, Chelsea, without a doubt. With adding Caicedo into the mix, he is definitely going to sit in those areas where Conor Gallagher sat when Pochettino changed it up. Did you notice the tactical switch, right? The first 30 to 35 minutes of that game, Liverpool's front four absolutely smothered the Chelsea defence, right? And they couldn't get out. They absolutely couldn't get out. And Enzo was dropping a bit deeper to try and get it. Chilwell wasn't bombing on quite so much. But what Pochettino did, the tactical change that he made, was to switch that up and say, okay, well, Chilwell, you just get forward as much as you want. And we saw that, right? You could only got to watch the game. And those that had Chilwell in their FPL teams were rubbing their hands when Pochettino gave Chilwell full license to just get forward as much as he wanted on the left-hand side. And he kind of switched it in defence. And Reece James was asked to do a lot of work on that right-hand side. He was asked to be the right back, the right wing back, to do everything on the right-hand side. Hence why he got subbed. And hence why I think it certainly was a sort of... and Poch came out and said it, didn't he? He was tired rather than it was a knock or anything. You know, the easy narrative, and I'm sorry to say, the easy narrative on Twitter, and I'm afraid to say on Sky as well, was kind of like, oh, is Reece James injured again? Bloody hell, here we go again, Reece James. I don't think it was that. He genuinely wasn't accurate because the way that Poch tactically changed it, he was asking Reece James to do a lot of work on that right-hand side. And come 70 minutes, he was absolutely shagged. So listen, that's why I think he pulled Reece James off. But that tactical switch meant that Pochettino almost kind of took the risk of leaving Enzo Fernandez in that kind of final third, where he does his best work, right? And the risk that he took was leaving him there and putting Conor Gallagher there to receive the ball in that kind of diamond at the back. They've got Robert Sanchez now in goal. He's obviously a bit better with his feet, in my opinion, than some of the keepers they had last season. So, yes, you know, you saw Sanchez playing it out several times to Gallagher to try and get on the spin and get going. Now, it's not really Gallagher's game, I don't think. He's more of a sort of forward-thinking, a bit more dynamic, likes to move with the ball at his feet. Nevertheless, he did a job for the team on the basis that Pochettino was like, I need you to do that job so that I can have Enzo Fernandez up in the final third area and in that area of the pitch where he's going to dominate and where we want control of the game. It's worth the risk. And it was, right? Because Chelsea dominated the game. Final third in particular, Enzo was particularly influential. And hand on heart, even as a Liverpool fan, I would say Chelsea were the better team after Poch changed it tactically, no doubt about it. And Enzo Fernandez was phenomenal, right? Just couldn't get in the game first 30 minutes. Liverpool was smothering the Chelsea defence and they couldn't play out. But as soon as Poch tweaked it and he put Gallagher back there and said to Enzo, you know, you do your thing in the final third, Enzo Fernandez was far more influential. So you've got Pochettino tweaking it. You've got Ben Chilwell bombing down the left-hand side. You've got Reece and his engine going backwards and forwards the whole time. Now, we could have a whole conversation about Reece James and whether he's got that in his locker every single week. We could have a bit of a conversation about how Caicedo could come in and help him on that right-hand side. But the conversation I want to have is, okay, Poch changed it. They were much, much better once he changed it tactically. And Enzo Fernandez could have more of an influence that final third. But it was a risk against Liverpool to put Conor Gallagher there because it's not really his game. All right, you take Conor Gallagher out. You put Moises Caicedo in there. Probably one of the best in the business at doing that. I would say probably he and Rodri are the best in the league at doing that. So all of a sudden now you've got, you know, all right, it's 150 million, I get it, right? But here's the reason why I would have loved to have Moises Caicedo at Liverpool, because I just think he's one of the best in the business at receiving, turning, breaking up play. He's like an N'Golo Kante, but can also pass the ball. It's ridiculous. And from a Pochettino perspective, from Chelsea's perspective, what's absolutely key is it enables a couple of things. It enables Chilwell to bomb on the left. It enables Enzo Fernandez, crucially, to do what Enzo Fernandez wants to do in that final third and pick up the ball and make those defence splitting passes. And in from an FPL perspective, I think it makes whoever's Chelsea's number nine, and at the moment that looks like Jackson, I think it makes him a brilliant option. A brilliant option. Personally, I'm going to be rolling the transfer in game week two. I'm going to be seeing how Moises Caicedo, if he gets the start, if he gets the nod against West Ham, and why wouldn't he, I guess? If Pochettino decides to go with Caicedo at the back there in that CDM role, with Enzo Fernandez further forward to influence the game in the attacking thirds, how is that going to affect the dynamic of Chelsea? How's that going to affect Jackson? I think, even though West Ham had an all right result, didn't they, first game week, it was pretty good. Might lose Paqueta to Man City, which would be a blow for them, right? But I'm going to be watching that game, heavily scouting Chelsea's assets, and in particular, Jackson, ahead of that incredible run from game week three. I think, guys, Moises Caicedo is going to be a game changer for Chelsea. No European football. It's going to free up Enzo Fernandez to influence higher up. It's going to have a benefit for Jackson. It's going to have a benefit for Chilwell in those attacking thirds. He's a game changer. I think they're probably going to have the best midfield in the Premier League. Let me know in the comments. Let me know what you think, guys. Get on Twitter, at FPL Family. Let me know what you think. And on our latest YouTube video where we talk a little bit about Chelsea and the dynamic against Liverpool in that game that we just watched. If you go back and watch our Sunday night live stream, get in the comments on YouTube. Let me know what you think. Is that too bold a statement to say that Moises Caicedo is going to make Chelsea the best midfield in the Premier League? Am I barking up the wrong tree? Is there any sour grapes from me because he's not gone to Liverpool? Spoiler alert, there is a bit, I have to say. It's mega money, but he's going to make them really, really good. Cheers for listening, guys.